In Hamburg, Germany, a 28-year-old Moroccan man went on trial today on charges of providing financial and logistical support to the September 11th hijackers. Munir El-Madasadek faces more than 3,000 counts of accessory to murder. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. It's the first trial anywhere of a suspected September 11th plotter and could shed light on the operations of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. NPR's Guy Raz is attending the Hamburg trial. What do you know about the accused?
Well, Bob, Munir El-Madasadek is 28 years old. He's a student at Harburg Technical University here in Hamburg. Now, German investigators arrested him here in Hamburg last November after it came to light that he had had a pretty close relationship with at least two of the September 11 hijackers, and he also lived around the corner from the now infamous house on Marion Street where several of the hijackers lived. Now, last month, federal prosecutors here in Germany handed down an indictment, and that indictment alleges that Munir El-Madasadek was a very, very important cog in the wheel that helped the Hamburg group carry out the attacks.
And the specific charges against him?
Well, prosecutors have laid out a very lengthy indictment against him. Probably the most serious charge is that he managed a bank account on behalf of Marwan al-Shehhi. Now, al-Shehhi is thought to have piloted the second plane that hit the World Trade Center. Now, according to the indictment, El-Madasadek made regular money transfers to an account in Florida which al-Shehhi had access to. Prosecutors are saying that that money was used to pay for al-Shehhi's flight training and his living expenses whilst in Florida. Now, the other major charge is that he attended an al-Qaeda training camp in Kandahar, Afghanistan in the summer of 2000, and that he was a member of a terrorist organization. Now, of course, El-Madasadek has denied ever visiting Afghanistan, and he says he only knew the other men because they all attended the same mosque in Hamburg.
This trial is before a five-judge panel and is expected to last well into next year. What more do you know about these proceedings?
Well, Bob, today the prosecutors began the trial by reading out the indictment. Now, here in Germany, in cases like these, there's no jury as such as we're used to in the United States, but a panel, as you said, of five judges and two ordinary citizens in addition. And ultimately, all of them will confer and then make a ruling on the case. Now, the lawyers on each side can only chime in when they need clarification. It's not the same system that we have in the U.S. with prosecutors and defense lawyers interrogating witnesses. It's basically the judge's call, and he'll ask the bulk of the questions. So this morning, El-Madasadek answered questions from the presiding judge, a man called Albrecht Mentz. The questions were mainly about El-Madasadek's personal history, how he came to Germany, how many times he met the alleged Hamburg ringleader, Mohammed Atta, for dinner, questions like that. El-Madasadek appeared fairly relaxed at the trial this morning. He even joked with the judge at times. He seemed to smirk a bit when the indictment was read out. He was also asked about his political views and the views of Mohammed Atta. He told the judge he had never heard Atta discuss politics. The judge at that point, of course, was a bit skeptical.
NPR's Guy Raz in Hamburg, Germany.